Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good middle of the night. How are you? It's Shaban. This is Two Peas in a Bow. And we've got Rusha here as ever. Hi.
Hiya. How's it going?
Yeah, really well. We have to explain the absolute weirdness of the situation that we're in right now. Because we've had the mother of all power cuts. And we are sitting in our garage right now with the oldest candles that you've ever seen. Candlesticks, candelabras.
Is the word?
It's a candelabra. Yeah, it's a candelabra. And the house is in complete darkness. So the whole St. Albans area is out. My husband's been out in the car. He's such a hero. He went to see if his mum was okay.
I heard he went to see what birds are kicking about.
So, we're sitting here in the dark and we thought if there's one thing we can do, we can do our podcast and get it done because it's been a couple of weeks. Reason being, you were away. And then
well, we were in the middle of. I think I've been using this excuse for weeks now, but we were in the middle of moving gaffs, so I think that was one of the reasons. Yeah. And then I think you were working, we clashed, and then yeah, my schedule was busy, and we just couldn't meet up. But here we are, reunited.
Shall we start with where you are then? Because Aston Villa, we haven't even had the chance really to react about Chelsea. Did we react about Chelsea?
No, we didn't. No.
Right. So, Aston Villa holding off Chelsea to a goalless draw until 92 minutes.
Yeah.
When Super Sam Kerr. Jumped up, banged one in off her head. Was it Heather?
No.
No, what was it?
I think she suggested that and then just poked it in.
Emma Hayes went nuts.
They had a good celebration. I think that for them, though, it's one of those, like, they couldn't score. But they were creating, don't get me wrong, they were creating chances. They just couldn't score. But they kept going and kept going, and then they put one in the net. So for me, I'm just like, I don't see them slipping up anymore. Like, I think that was a game that they would have dropped points and... Yeah, no. But, you know, I think they'd be gutted that their game last night got cancelled.
That was against Spurs. COVID outbreak, meaning the Spurs and Chelsea game has been rescheduled, which leaves things up in the air for the North London derby, which is meant to be on Saturday at the Emirates.
Yeah.
We will wait and see what happens there. But for the time being, it is still Spurs against Arsenal at the Emirates this Saturday. Arsenal need the win as much as Spurs because last night Manchester City beat Everton 4-0, which means they've now crept up to third place, level on points with Manchester United with two goals in it.
Wow.
But for me, I feel City have been so clinical in their games that they when they score, it's not just like 1-0. You know, it's not just like, even if they're beat, they scored and they've always got like at least three goals.
They've got so much firepower. Obviously, things are back, they're in full swing again.
They're so good.
They've got so much firepower, like the players they've got in the squad. And it's not just one of them that scores goals, there's several of them that will chip in and score goals. So that's what they do. And it's nice to see them back because it was just weird. It didn't seem right where they were at the start of the season. So. I'm happy they're back on track. Nobody's saying that when I'm playing them and they're absolutely pumping me, but, you know.
Wouldn't it be hard?
Yeah.
I'm jesting. So things are a little bit up in the air at the moment, but as it stands, Arsenal are still clear at the top of the table. Don't forget, Chelsea do have that game in hand still.
What, have they got one or two?
They've still got a game in hand.
Is it two? No.
One, because it was it's two.
Is it two?
It's two games in hand.
I feel like it is two, but then I don't know.
No. That game they should have played last night against Spurs would have been them back on level.
Would it? Right.
So still one game in hand, then come the weekend.
I feel like we should have here, like, a wee screen up with, like, the table and...
Well, Cass, we've had an actual power cut.
I know, but we're just saying... For future, we'll get the iPad up and all that and the smart screens on the wall and we'll just know.
Have you seen... I'm starting to get into YouTube, right? Starting a YouTube channel, by the way. My friends. I was at Cheltenham.
Right.
Last week, and I ended up in the company. I was there with TalkSport and 888 Sport, who are the sponsors of TalkSport too.
Right.
And I ended up in the company of several YouTubers who have hit millions in cash, not viewers. I mean, they've made millions from being on YouTube. So I'm hoping that'll be my calling in life, but... What I'm going to do is react to every WSL game, every Women's FA Cup, the Champions League group stages, the qualifying stages, the next round stages, and you can head over to Shabana Hearn on YouTube in time. It's not quite set up yet, but it's literally going to take over the world. Everyone's talking about it.
Interesting. Do you know what happened, what I done today?
What did you do?
I signed up to OnlyFans. I'm not even kidding. I was with the physio and we were talking and she was saying her hairdresser... He's a guy and him and the boyfriend have went and made an OnlyFans page and I was like, I know about it. I was like, but I don't actually know it. I don't get it. And we're just talking. I went, I'm just going to see what it's about. So I Googled OnlyFans, but then I had to download it or sign up.
Have you spoken to Katie about this?
No, I actually said I'll have to let her know and delete it. But it was only just to see what is going on.
And what is going on?
It's just, I can't really explain it. It's weird.
A lot of people are making good cash. It's like, off of that
one,
as well.
your one's standing in the kitchen smiling, then the next picture, she's like, in her underwear in the kitchen, and then it's just, I don't really know what's going on.
It's a tease, and then that picture teases what's going to be next, and then you pay a certain amount,
right,
to get to see the next, like, the raunchy version of it.
Weird, isn't it? Like, who's going on the computer and, there she is.
People are making an actual living doing this kind of thing.
I'm fine with it. Like,
no disrespect. You've got to feed the mouths. I'm at that stage in my life, Cassie. Yeah. Like, you've got to do what you got to do.
Got to make peas, got to survive. This is life.
Mm-hmm,
exactly. Sign up to my account, will you?
That's so strange because I absolutely know when you tell Katie that she's going to fall out with you.
Nah, she won't. Because she'll see it's all innocent. She can just go on and go, all right, that's what. I was just seeing what it was about. I would set her up for OnlyFans.
She would.
She's got the physique.
Some body. She's got an incredible body.
Happily pump her out if I'm getting paid for it. So.
okay, we digress. Let's talk about Arsenal last night. In the Champions League, we're in the quarterfinals, first legs. Well done to Arsenal. Well done, Lotta Wubin-Moy, because let's be straight here. She's had a bit of a bad season, you know, but that is what's so good to see about a North London girl. Mm-hmm. She seems like an angel. I've got a wee bit of an obsession with her. Katie speaks so highly of her. And she's had a bad season, to be fair. You know, now she's fighting for her position in the team. Jen Beattie also fighting for her position in the team. Souza's in. Leah Williamson's back fit and firing all cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's got. She's young. She's still mm-hmm. a baby at the same time as yep. well. But in that moment where, you know, you can just make it all square going into the next leg in Wolfsburg. It was so good that it was Lotta that managed. And a good strike and all, fair enough.
Emphatic finish.
Oh, big words, Cass.
The thing is, though, I was actually, just want to say, I was at the game because I'm a big fan. I go to all the women's games and I do my research and my homework. So I was at the game. And at first I was like, oh, what's even happened? I was going, right, Tobin, have a pop. It was Tobin and, was it Steph, over the ball? And I was like, right, just shoot. And then Tobin ran up and done a big sclaffer. Yeah. And
a big sclaffer.
Like, I was like, oh, here we... And then here's Lotta popped up. But then I thought it just hit her or something, and then it just landed and she smashed it in. But she didn't. She's actually, like, got her touch, moved it out, and then just pinged one in. Yeah. It's actually really good.
It was a good strike, aye. Yeah, fair enough. She's
and
then
Tobin with the assist. But aye, she didn't mean that, but I mean... We'll say she did for loss.
I actually think Lotta had a good game. There's mm-hmm. a couple of people who are bringing a little bit of an aggression. Lotta looks like quite a big girl. I've not really seen her in
She's
real
an
life.
Athlete.
I can tell mm-hmm. she's obviously fit, but she looked like a unit last night. And you saw her in about the keeper. She had a couple of clashes, mm-hmm. but she gets back up. She goes again. She's shown that aggression. And Wolfsburg are quite a physical side. Yeah. They're a strong unit. I want to see more of that from Arsenal. I want to see, you know, dirtier challenges sometimes. Not that they're going to get yellows and sent off, but a little bit more aggression against a side that can be a bit ratty, you know?
The thing is, like, German teams, again, very experienced, but one thing Germans always have, like, I would say the Americans are always fit. They've always been ahead. But I think, like, the English league and stuff is catching up in that respect with being full-time, and not every German team now is full-time. So I'd say they were definitely, like, catching up like that. But what I would say about the game last night is I don't think Arsenal could play any worse.
They were terrible. Are you
serious? Kidding on what you're watching? They were woeful. They couldn't string a pass together. There's so many players on
that. Have you seen the stats? They pumped Wolfsburg statistically. I mean, the completion passes were double what Wolfsburg's were.
Their shots on target were double what Wolfsburg's were. But it was harder for them. They were coming over the Emirates. They're playing in Arsenal's ground. But Arsenal... That's what I'm saying. Arsenal couldn't be any worse. So I think if Arsenal can go and play the Arsenal away in Germany, it'll be a tough game for Wolfsburg. But then it's at home to Wolfsburg. They've got a nice wee ground, nice wee set up and stadium. But honestly, like, I was going, what is going on?
See, I watched it on uh-huh. the zone, and I thought, I was watching my mum, and I was like, Jesus, looked good. I thought McCabe looked decent.
I thought Katie had a very good first half.
Yeah, very good first half. Mm-hmm. Very strong. I thought Lotta had a good game.
She had a very good game. Lotta did.
Kim Little, sensational as always. Even if she makes a mistake,
I think
she can win
a few
it back.
Of them aren't up to their usual standards.
Stina Blackstenius was a little bit hesitant at times, but then I do appreciate this was her first game for Champions League with Arsenal. But I thought there was a, you know, that just a one touch too many, you know, going up for goal and a little bit hesitant.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, I felt that.
Yeah. I just don't think it was the Arsenal that we're used to seeing, you know, maybe occasion, bit of that. But no, I was not, I was not, I was going during the game, if they can get a goal back, they'll be happy taking a 1-1 out of this. And they managed to get the late goal. So, but for me, no, they were not firing at all.
Fair enough. What's the Arsenal way then? What was missing?
Well, they would, let's say, their passes they were playing, like, they were either under hit or they were over hit. They were forcing it. You know, it was like, they were, it was as though they'd been told to just be direct, and they were just lumping it at times. And I'm going, what are you saying? They didn't, like, move the opposition. They didn't come in to go out. They didn't, you know, switch the ball from side to side. I thought it was a bit impatient. They're playing passes, like Leah Williamson, for example. She, how many times does she play passes and she finds it in the pocket? She didn't find one the other night. But, you know, it's fine. She's had a great season so far, so I'm sure everyone's allowed an off game. But if, for the return leg, they're on form, and if they can play the way they can play, I think they can get something out of the game. But it will be a tough ask going away.
It will be, and let's not forget, Wolfsburg put Chelsea out, you know, so...
Mm-hmm. They're no mugs.
No, I know, and then they're strong in European football. So, yeah, I mean, I was just buzzing that they managed to equalise it last night. It gives them that boost going out there, knowing that they can compete against them. But if they had an off game, we're going to get Street Rat Kate McCabe through here in a minute, and we'll see what her thoughts were as well, because I've not spoken to her about the feedback on the game and how they, how Jonas Edeval actually thought they performed. But he was delighted last night. You know, he said, we're going to Wolfsburg, we're going to win.
Well, I think when they played that poor and then they can get a goal at the end of the game, you know, you're going happy. But obviously I was sitting with a few people in the stands and they were going, come on, let's go for the other, go for the other. And I'm going, not a chance. I was thinking, they've been that bad that I don't even think the girls on the pitch believed that they could go and score another goal. And it would have just been one of the games where they've went up attacking and then they just flop at the back and they go and concede. That's what I could see happening. So I think they got out with that with a draw is great for them, like really good. And then I don't think they can be that bad. So if they're back to their usual selves, they can go out and, you know, hopefully do the damage against Wolfsburg.
Vasmus?
Oh, binds them in.
Oh my God. Yeah. So 9 goals in 7 Champions League games.
Yeah, she's a player. Young, isn't she? Yeah. Is she young? Yeah.
Just young. She loves an eyeliner as well. I was looking at a few.
That's definitely a German thing.
Is it?
Right, yeah, okay. I think it is. There's just a few of them that I've seen before, and even in their national team, and they all love a bit of eyeliner. Yeah.
Fair enough. I think it's a good look. But yeah, she was incredible last night. But well done. Do you know what? You take the result at the end of the day. They equalise. They're going to Wolfsburg with a spring in them step in their step. And fingers crossed, it would be good for Arsenal to progress that little bit more. And then the next time they could meet Barcelona, well, hey, what happens there? Because there's still no competing. They've won the league already. They won the league in March. What
in
is
Barca?
That? They've won the league already.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's nuts.
I don't know, I think they're all going to say, look, not feeling well, can't make that game. No, I think they'll be, the thing is, they've played them a couple of times now, so they know exactly what to expect.
Just defend for
and
your
that's
life.
It. And so the more you play teams that are better than you, the more you adapt, the more you learn quicker, so.
We need Big Souza back for that. What's wrong with her? Is she injured?
I think she's out, injured, yeah, she's injured. I think she's out for the next few weeks.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I mean, she'll be back before the end of the season, but she'll miss the next Champions League game for sure.
Title race, what's your thoughts? I mean, you going Chelsea, you going Arsenal?
I just don't see Chelsea slipping up now, although they'll be furious. I think that their game was cancelled, obviously it had to, because they'd have went a point ahead if they'd won the game. So they'd be going, happy days, you know, we can do this, we're gathering momentum. But I think Chelsea will do it. And I think Arsenal are actually playing better than Chelsea right now.
Yeah.
But I don't see Chelsea slipping up. No. I just think their game to slip up was against us and it didn't happen. And they'll not be happy with their performance, but they got the goal, they got the 3 points. And I think now they'll just be ready to keep going.
Yeah. Do we feel that looking at the table? Now I see that Manchester City have crept up, fair play to them. Manchester United have been consistent most of the season. Spurs have been great. You know, she's okay. She's been, when I say she, Rhian Skinner's been maybe lucky. The fact that Manchester City haven't been playing the way they've been playing till now. But I do wonder if it's a case of they've had their fun in third spot and now it's a you know, it's time to work their way back down the table, or can they still manage to salvage Champions League football?
I think they've got that experience, you know, especially within this season, that they'll get a few more wins on the board. I'm not sure what their next fixtures are. Obviously, the Arsenal game, if that goes ahead, don't know. So that's a very tough game for them. But it's a derby. It's at the Emirates. So it's exciting. You know, it's all to play for. Anything can happen in Derby Day. But I think they've got other fixtures where they can get some more points on the board. But I just think Man City's experience will keep them in third. And then United and Spurs will be battling for a fourth spot. But it's exciting because... how often has it been like this in the league before?
Yeah.
It's not normally this close, so it's good. Does that mean the gap's kind of getting closed?
Yeah.
I do still personally think that, you know, your Arsenals, your Chelseas and your Cities are on that different level, but it's nice to see that there's another couple of teams coming up trying to close the gap. It's nice to see.
Emma Hayes, I love her shade. She actually said in a press conference yesterday, it's nice to be in this position, you know, because usually it's the other way around. So shady. Like, it's nice that we're in second because, you know, it's a nice change for us to be here.
Yeah.
But they've got to be worried, you know, because...
Who?
Chelsea.
Right.
I do think, you know, Arsenal have strengthened so well. Yeah. You know, they've strengthened at the back.
Mm-hmm.
They've sorted out the striker situation. They've put the best scorer in the world in the number 10 now, who's starting to assist for fun as well. You know, that I do look and go, Arsenal, I think, are going to do it this season. I want it for them. I feel I'm invested in that.
Yeah. I just still go back to, I mean, we spoke a couple of weeks ago and we'd said about, obviously, Arsenal have Champions League right now, so they've still got that wee focus.
Yeah.
Right now, obviously, if they progress, if they go and beat Wolfsburg, and this week they progress again, it's more football for them. I don't know when the next game would be. I don't know if it's a while away, but I just think Chelsea have nothing else to focus on right now. Obviously, they've got FA Cup, yeah, but like the league is what she wants. She needs that league now. Like, she will not be happy if she does not win that league. She's out the Champions League. She has to. She'll be furious.
What would be more important for Arsenal?
Mm-hmm.
Progressing to the next stage of the Champions League or winning the league?
Oh.
I love these games.
It's a tough one.
Well, that's straight right
as well. I mean, yeah, we'll need to see what she says because obviously they'll be going...
It's a tough one,
yeah, because, I mean, obviously it's Champions League, you want to go as far as you can, but
domestic,
they'll be wanting to win that league again and take it off. And then obviously, if they finish first or second, they have Champions League anyway, but they might have a bit of an easier run if they finish top of the league. Their fixtures of the seasons might be a bit better. But, yeah, this one we'd need to ask Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. She said she was coming in
15 minutes, we're 18 minutes in.
Oh,
I'm always late. Do you know who Chelsea have got in the next round of the FA Cup?
Arsenal.
Yes.
Yes, I've seen that.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Where's that?
Do. Where is it?
Uh-huh.
That's a good question.
Right.
Let's ask Google for next week.
Well, I've not got a signal because my 4G's down still, so...
Yeah, the power is still down. We're just sitting here. I need to take pictures of this. It's weird. I do have myself a glass of wine, though. I don't know if that's unprofessional, but I got nervous, so I had to set up my nerves in the dark.
I've got Aldi Special diluted juice, summer fruits.
I'm raging because I did a full food shop today.
I'd be furious about that.
Fridge and freezer's gone off.
That's a shame.
£110.
Oh, down the Swanee cast, man.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
We'll all do a wee whip round on this podcast and see if we can get you refunded for that. Right?
I don't get paid for this. It's the goodness of my heart. what was I going to talk to you about? FA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't spoken about the money.
Right, so you'll be happy.
You need to start caring, blah, blah, blah. So it's been announced that... it will be $3 million.
Ah, oh, brilliant.
So it's gone from 330,000, which trickles down into all the competitions, to $3 million. So we don't know the actual prize fund for the winning team.
Right.
But if my calculations are correct, and bear in mind I can't count to 10.
True.
It should be around about $1 million.
For the winners.
800,000 to $1 million is what we're calculating.
I mean...
And more, you know, evenly... disparage between the bottom teams who make it through to certain stages of the competition, you know, so it'll be an increase for everyone.
Yeah.
But that winning figure is still not clear, but it's taken a jump from 25,000, that's for sure. Can we just take another minute to focus on those fans in Manchester, that small group of fans in Manchester?
Round of applause.
Absolutely.
absolutely stunning.
Hustle, well done, Troops.
And they brought that to light, and they got together in their YouTubes and forums and started the No Ifs, No Buts, We Want an Equal FA Cup chant. And they've done that.
Yeah.
I just think I've not heard enough football players actually react to it or actually be passionate about it. But like you said, fair enough, in our last podcast, we've all got different battles at the moment.
Yep.
You're just trying to get a start in your team.
True that.
You're not thinking about other things, you know. So, but fair enough, I think that's a huge step in the right direction. And I'm excited to know what's going to come because we've only got 3 games left till the end of the season. Is it 3 games?
No, we've got 5, I'm sure.
Oh, right. Well, take that back.
Five and 6 games left, teams we've got. But yeah, big up to everyone that helped push that forward. That's great. That is really good because... it's just that's a equality you're looking for, you know, that's it.
Was there any discussions about it at Aston Villa? Did any of the team talk about anything like that?
No. But I'm sure there'll be a few players that would be happy with that, like Neats and stuff like that. She would be quite pleased, I'm sure, with all that stuff. I'm sure she would take notice to all that kind of stuff. But no, I've not really heard any of the girls speaking about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, next year when we're in the FA Cup final, it'll be a different story then, won't it?
It will be. Mm-hmm. Cass and better be. You'll be fine for that cash money.
Yeah.
Here comes the rat. Here comes the rat.
Pull up a pew. Come in and sit down.
So, entering the studio just now, it is Miss Katie McCabe.
This is Miss Studio.
Listen, we work with what we've got here, okay? And we're in the midst of a blackout.
Can you hear?
Katie... congratulations last night. Unlucky you were taken off at 76 minutes. We haven't talked about that yet. How was that? Was that fair? Were you blowing? Because you had a great first half.
Yeah, it was a difficult game. We knew, obviously, going in, playing a team like Wolfsburg, German, disciplined, physical, it was always going to be hard, and it was really nice. Obviously, we could rescue the draw towards the end. Great finish from Lotte. But in terms of me coming off, look, I knew it was going to be a high intensity game, and we had really good bench and players that could come off the bench and affect the game. And you can
to be
tell
fair,
it worked.
I was thinking about his bench this morning. I was like, to be able to bring in Tobin Heath, Frieda Manham, who's a big unit, and Nikita Baris, who's rapid. And
I think you could say though, the subs did kind of bring a bit more energy.
They were ready for that. Yeah. But see, when you're playing at the Emirates as well, it's a different scale, I imagine, to playing at Boreham Wood or to playing at other pitches.
Yeah, they're bigger pitches. You have to occupy a lot of bigger areas, especially when you're pressing and playing the high-intensity football we want to play. So, yeah, it's tiring. And I think, you could tell by me and Beth, we were kind of left everything out on the pitch.
She had a good game as well. To be fair, we hadn't mentioned Beth Mead.
I can't believe how bad you were. I don't think you can get any worse. So if you're back to your usual self, it's a different story. And
but
she said
you were
great. What was she watching?
I was watching DAZN, and I was like, they were out their skin last night.
What game were you watching on DAZN?
I don't know why you're hating on us.
You were wolfing.
But then I was talking this morning on Sky that Lotte scored with a header.
Were you?
So I must have been dreaming on all sorts of other planets. I swear I was watching Lotte score with a header. Must have dreamt it. But anyway, but...
did you see her goal?
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Vivian, I made him a number 2. And fair enough to Lotta, because she was saying to Roosh, you know, our season's not been great. She's fighting for a position in that team. But what she did was really dug deep to level it out, to go to Wolfsburg and bring that energy and that belief that you guys can go on and beat them. If you beat Wolfsburg, what an achievement that'll be.
So yeah. We just like to clarify, this was the quarters.
Yeah, this is quarterfinals.
Final first leg. Knew it.
Quarterfinals, the first leg of the Champions League. Second leg will be played next Thursday. Even to just go back to Lotta's point, she had a tough start to the year. She had a bit of a calf injury, and obviously we signed Rafa. But look, it's all about competition, and when you're playing for a big club like Arsenal, you need to be on your A game week in, week out.
Best I've seen her.
She was absolutely brilliant last
best
night.
I've seen her.
And delighted for her to, because she's a proper North Londoner.
Yeah, Arsenal till you die, yeah.
For her to score at the Emirates on that stage was class, and no better person for it, to be honest.
Her reaction as well when she went,
she is literally Arsenal through and through. Yeah.
Were her parents there?
Yeah, I think, and our boyfriend, I think Tayo was there, which is nice.
Good, so. Fair play, good to see. We have a question that we would like to ask you, for you and the benefit of Arsenal women. What is more important this season? Is it progressing to the next stages of the Champions League, or is it winning the league? What would be more important?
I think...
Hard-hitting journalism right here.
That's... Both are actually just as important as each other, to be honest.
We need a clear answer.
I'm not going to give you a clear answer because I'm going to...
You're a politician, why don't you?
I'm going to sit on that fence because for us, playing for Arsenal, it's all about winning trophies. And I think for us to get back...
Oh, hold on. You've just said it's about winning trophies because you know you just won't win a Champions League. So you'd rather win a league.
No, I didn't say that. That.
I think, but I think that. It's fair to say, like going up against Barcelona, right? Why is there? Say you get all the way to the final, right?
Don't
and
win
your
it.
Focus is on that, right? And
we're
you take your
Aston
eye off
Villa
the
sitting on the table right now.
Oh, no shots fired.
But guess what? We're winning FIFA Fair Play Award.
Oh yeah.
The Barclays Women's Fair Play Award.
Why?
For what?
I'm kidding on. Yeah, donkeys.
I was like, well done. This is great. We've got sport this. Did you just make first, that award?
The fair play. Have you ever heard of that? So like the teams get it because they've had like less fouls and all that and least yellow cards and that crap. anyway, I've screwed that because I've got more yellow cards than anyone. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Me too.
You two combined have a bad amount of yellows. But sorry, yeah, there's a domestic is obviously most important, right? Homegrown.
Fundamentally, it's about winning trophies when you're playing for Arsenal. So when we're in, like we're still in obviously the Champions League, it's obviously going to be a really tight run in to the end of the league and then the FA Cup as well. So... We've, three trophies to fight for, and I'll be very diplomatic in my answer and say that we're going to fight for all three of them.
Right, another question.
What is this question, Tom?
This is an interview.
Do you think that you can win the league?
Oh, absolutely.
Or what's it? Yeah, so like obviously it's in Chelsea's hands right now.
Yeah, look, I'd
but
rather...
But it's actually not. It's
well,
not
it is.
In Chelsea's hands.
It's
not.
In Chelsea's
they've
hands.
Got a they've got a game in hand. It's in their hands. It's in their hands
no,
not to drop
Chelsea,
any more points.
Yeah, but if Chelsea win, they just beat them
I
by
think
a point.
If
so it's still...
If buts, maybe.
Yeah, but that's fine.
You
it's
lot
in
held them
hands.
Off till the 92nd minute. I don't think anything's in Chelsea's hands at the moment. I don't see it like that. I wouldn't write... for me, it's Arsenal. I want it to be Arsenal. I've seen Chelsea crumble. County Cup final a few weeks ago in Manchester City. They crumbled and I know they were missing Frank Kirby. I know Aaron Cuthbert couldn't start. Jesse Fleming wasn't there. You know, but with the team that they have... They should have been better at that day, but they dropped their... And then, of course, there's the issues around the world. Who their new owner is going to be? Are they getting contracts? They've got a lot on their plate right now.
Do you
now.
Not think that can rally them all together?
I agree with that. Listen, we've not heard from one Chelsea player.
Yeah.
We've not heard from... I appreciate that. I think like these things, the strong, silent type.
They're focusing on the job on the pitch. I think that's where their main focus has to be. And I think Emma Hayes will be, for sure, making sure they're 100% concentrated on that. But... In terms of us, we know we have to win the rest of our games to at least be up there with a chance of potentially winning it. So that's what we're focused on. And for us going into the North London Derby on Saturday is going to be key. And it's going to be a really difficult game. But, we need to be on it.
Because of COVID, it might still get cancelled. What's ahead for Villa next week, Rush? What's happening?
We have a game on Saturday against Reading. So it's going to be tough. Pressure's on. We need to get points on the board, so we're just gonna see how it goes.
You starting?
Nah, I don't know.
You don't think you're starting? Or you don't know yet.
No, the team's not been picked yet. There's a few changes probably going to be made. She's got a few decisions to make, so we'll see. Yeah.
Okay, Katie.
You're really looking for the goss right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why not start? Ladies, thank you very much for your time. That's 30 minutes on the nose, and that is our rule for this podcast, that we don't talk over that unless it's really, really, really insightful.
Thanks for having me on your podcast. Don't ever ask me to come back again.
Your agent approved
no,
it.
Listen up. The only reason I want Arsenal to win is so hopefully she gets a bonus and I get more holidays.
Yes,
so that's the
enough.
Only thing.
Fair
yeah,
enough. We'll ladies, thank you very much. Have a good week.
Bye.